This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, March 6th. Okay, Fed Chairman Powell saying the right things. We have bond yields going down today. The 10-year Treasury is 4.09. We have a broad-based market rally underway. So yesterday's dip was a perfect time to buy. And for lack of a better word, we're melting up. And it's a very broad-based rally. So we had ADP today. 140,000 jobs were created. On Friday, we'll have the payroll report. Chairman Powell will be testifying also tomorrow in front of Congress. Then on Thursday, we do have the State of the Union speech. I do apologize. I was confused on when that was happening. But it's tomorrow, Thursday. And we'll see what's happening. And there's just a lot of clarity of what's happening. You know, we had Super Tuesday. We obviously know what's going to be Biden versus Trump, with RFK Jr. maybe being a spoiler. We'll see. And there's just a lot of certainty. So we are in a typical election year pattern. We are just meandering higher on hope, okay, because that's what happens in presidential election years. In the meantime, the economy is pretty strong in the United States. So this is very, very good news. And I can't stress enough that the earnings comparisons are very easy for the next couple quarters. So those big earnings surprises that we benefited from this last quarter, we got two more quarters of that moving forward. Now, there are some changes. Obviously, you know, Apple and Tesla have not had a good start to the year, okay? That's that deflation in China, you know, hurting those companies, you know, because China's struggling. So Apple's not selling the iPhones it used to in China. They're now fourth this year. Sales are down 24%. Tesla's competing with the cheap Chinese EVs. You can see Europe and even the United States now where they're talking about banning those EVs because they're a threat to their domestic industries. So fascinating times right now, but the bottom line is we're melting up. Money's flowing into the market. The Wall Street Journal reported about $8.8 trillion of cash on the sidelines. And as interest rates come down, more money will pour into the market. There's also, let's face it, a fear of missing out, or FOMO. And the people that didn't have NVIDIA are, you know, were left behind. Because of the Magnificent Seven, NVIDIA's basically the winner this year. And not only that, even a bigger winner is the stock that's joining the S&P, Supermicro Computer. That's doing even better. So there's a fear of missing out, a lot of money pouring into these stocks. By the way, Supermicro gets added to the S&P on March 18th, so it might get a nice pop that day when the index funds are forced to buy it. And there's other plays out there. You know, the whole excitement over the weight loss drugs, you know, is driving Lilly. It's driving Novo Nordisk. So there's some very, very clear themes out there. You know, I'm at a conference right now with my publisher, and they had a very good point at the conference that and actually Jason Bodner brought this up. If you read Navalier Market Mail, you see his comments. But literally 4% of the stocks account for most of the S&P's gains historically. But the top 1% are extraordinary, and that's what our research is showing. Our research is showing actually the top 35% of the stocks in our Stock Grader and Portfolio Grader databases are the place to be, but the top 5% are extraordinary. So you got to own those stocks, and you just got to enjoy the ride. So this is Louis Navalier. I hope you're having fun. I know I am. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care.